Jasmine, good morning. Thanks for joining me.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Now, first things first, which universities have actually decided to release their own data on sexual harassment and assault annually?
As you said, seven universities have responded. So that's the Australian National University down in Canberra, La Trobe, Swinburne, the University of New South Wales, University of Queensland, University of Sydney, and Western Sydney Uni.
So it's a big spread right across the country, and the other 32 universities have either not responded or said no. Now, Macquarie University, not on that list of seven, it's reported that they have been said to outright oppose the idea. Given Macquarie's response to the initial release of statistics, what do you think this might be?
Look, it's really, really hard to tell. It's actually incredibly surprising, especially given that during the initial release, Macquarie was at the forefront of, you know, setting up student consultations and having events on the day of the Human Rights Commission report release. To be quite honest with you, during a meeting with the Vice-Chancellor, he did imply, he didn't outright say, but he did imply that releasing statistics year by year was something that the university was interested in doing and was looking at doing. So I really can't say why Macquarie has given a hard no when I was under the impression that it would be the complete opposite.
Mm. Well, with a lot of unis had really great responses. Macquarie Uni, like you said, had a really positive response to the release of the statistics that we saw. Now, with all of these responses, you do have to wonder what degree of it is being proactive on damage control and what degree is being proactive actually on the issues. Now, how does this this very small number of universities agreeing to release further data reflect how transparent universities
have responded that they will be releasing their updated statistics? It's not surprising. They are the kind of universities that have been at the forefront, especially when you're looking at unis like UNSW and Sydney University. As for the rest of them, it is kind of concerning that, you know, once again, it appears to be a case of a whole lot of fuss and a whole lot of promises the minute that something major is in the news and making headlines, but the minute that fuss dies down, so does their interest in being transparent and in actually doing anything to change. The fact that they're not releasing, you know, updated year-by-year assault statistics is very concerning to me and to a lot of people.
If you've just tuned into The Daily this morning, we're speaking with Jasmine Now, the president of Macquarie University's Women's Collective. We're speaking about the seven universities which have agreed to release annual data on sexual harassment and assault, and the 32 universities in Australia which have so far not agreed to. Now, Jasmine, after the data release of sexual harassment and assault in universities not too long ago, a lot of universities have been scrambling to introduce new ways to combat sexual harassment and assault, and it's looked, you know, really quite good from the outside. How could an annual data release further help combat the issue, and will it actually have much weight in combating it?
Well, look, I think the most important thing about it is that it keeps assault and harassment in the headlines. Frankly, a lot of people only pay attention to these issues when things are being released and when it seems to be a big deal. So I think first and foremost, that's the most important thing, that it will keep people talking about this and keep people understanding what a significant issue it is. As well as that, it's just about transparency. You know, we can't keep track of whether new things that have been implemented are working unless we can see what the ongoing statistics and data are. We can't work on one set of data that's been released in one particular major survey. You know, we need to see what's working, what's not, what needs to change. The only way we can do that properly is by tracking any changes in the data over time.
With that said, then, do you think that a lot of these unis refusing to give ongoing statistics might speak to a reality that they don't have a whole lot of faith in the plans that they have to try and reduce assault and harassment on campuses?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, no one wants to release data, particularly no university wants to release data that's not changing. particularly on an issue as serious as sexual assault and harassment. Unfortunately, I do think in a lot of cases it is a means of hiding the fact that they know that there aren't going to be a lot of changes or that they simply don't want to put in the work. You know, already we've seen at Macquarie that the Vice Chancellor has failed to implement a whole bunch of things that were promised during the week of the report release. And so it does not surprise me that in cases like that, universities would not want to continue to release data because they simply know that whatever they're doing isn't going to work if they're doing anything at all.
With that in mind, what plans are there, or are there plans among student groups like the Macquarie Uni's Women's Collective to try and push for more data releases and more progress on this throughout Australia?
Yeah, so I can't speak for a lot of other student groups because I'm not too sure what they're doing particularly at other unis, but I know here at Macquarie, the Women's Collective is continuing to push for a student consultation group that we were promised by the Vice-Chancellor but still have not been followed through. That kind of group can keep tabs on the university, give a student voice, which is super important when you're talking about reforming policy that predominantly affects students. You know, we're also continuing to work with the equity and diversity branches of the university who are running student consultation groups, which is fantastic. But yeah, so it's just continuing to push and continuing to get students engaged with this issue, because the university tends to only act when they see that enough students care about an issue. So it's really, really about maintaining the rage and maintaining people's interest and engagement with this issue.
That is the sad reality, that often action is only taken when there is an ongoing struggle against the uni body. Now, one final question for you, Jasmine. Now, with the number of unis flat out refusing to release this data, what does this relay to survivors of assault on campuses? And is there anything that you would like to say to anyone who is a survivor or wants to push harder for more to be done about the issue of assault on campus?
Yeah, well, look, to be completely frank, it is an insult to survivors of assault that the university continues to undermine their experiences and continue to risk allowing other students to have the same experiences as them. I think the most important thing that I can say to survivors of university sexual assault is that, you know, it's not your fault, and that there are people out there who are supporting you and who believe in you and who want to push for changes so that you can receive justice, that kind of thing ever happens again. Across every university, there are support groups that are there for you. There are people fighting for you, and we will not allow your voices to continue to go unheard.
Jasmine, thanks so much for joining me once again on The Daily, and thanks so much for all the wonderful work that you are doing with the Women's Collective, and I wish you all the best in continuing the fight.
Thank you so much.